Get ready to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero. Four great locations throughout Chicagoland. Head to Bowlero for bowling, arcade games, laser tag, and other awesome amusements. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. No matter what the occasion, Bowlero's party pros can help you plan the perfect celebration, from birthdays to kids' parties to corporate events and more. Bowlero. Locations in Naperville, Romeoville, Algonquin, and Buffalo Grove. Find out more at Bowlero.com.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of 5-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including 3 U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. The Chicago Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal. The first four games between the two were decided by one goal, and Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. 53 games to go for the Chicago Bulls, with Orlando here tonight, a Magic team which has lost five in a row to the Bulls' six-game winning streak. Meantime, the Bears host the 0-14 Cleveland Browns this Sunday, and human nature comes into play when you see a record like that.
Everybody knows that, you know, that they haven't won a game this year, and you know what? you got to have that chip on your shoulder to say, I for dang sure ain't going to be one their first win. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to go out there and lay it out there and, you know, flex our capability. And that's all we can really ask for.
Akeem Hicks on The Score with Mully and Hanley this morning, lamenting the fact that he did not make a Pro Bowl. No Bears did, actually. But took the attitude of, how about we just win some more games next year? Blackhawks are in Dallas tomorrow with eyes on a potential sixth straight win. They are calling it the Chicago Sports Alliance. Cubs, Bears, White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks donating big money in the name of helping to slow street violence here in the city of Chicago. And baseball, forget about Zach Britton, the Baltimore closer, has a ruptured Achilles, out 6 months. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Adjourn your asses.
Thank you to Mark Grody, who came in with his shiny World Series ring to do some updates here in the back half of the show. Thank you to Kevin Zpack for sticking around doing updates after his role in the morning show. Thank you to our producers, Rick Camp. Great job, Campy. And Shane Reardon in for Jay Zawoski here this week. Ray Diaz does fine work. Thank you, Ray. Thank you to our guests, Mike Florio, Michael Irvin, and Julia Quinn from the Chicago Urban Crime Lab over at the University of Chicago. Tomorrow on the show, Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus, Pick a Player, Paul Charchian, and Kerry Wood. I will not be here for the Kerry Wood conversation. Danny is working tomorrow. I have the day off. I hope that is fun. It's been a long time since Kerry Wood's been on the
show. I think so. I mean, Mitch is gone, and he didn't tell me I was working with anyone.
Solo Danny.
So I assume so.
If he didn't mention communication.
Yeah.
Communicate.
Yeah, I heard the conversation about the efforts on for all the teams to do what they're doing, and I had a discussion with somebody recently regarding how we fundamentally misunderstand the notion of gentrification, where improving life in a neighborhood is different. Making people where they are feel better and safer and more invested and happier about their own community is a different concept. When gentrification often means
displacement.
Exactly. When we were talking the other day about Whole Foods, about what was going on, and I read a story, there's a Tribune story about the improving statistics in Englewood and how things are looking up and how there have been, the policing has been better. They talked about the Whole Foods, and it was pointed out to me that those very news stories are part of a pattern that when there is speculative real estate investment on the very, very early stages of the green shoots of gentrification, when people say, wait a second.
Hey, look, it's getting better.
Yeah, maybe
here.
In 10 years, I'm going to buy this land on the cheap. That's when you start reading the newspaper articles, interestingly enough. And that's when some of these companies, some of the major chains, maybe put on this corner and that corner, and then there's a movie theater. And the next thing you know, those people can't afford to rent in that neighborhood anymore,
or you just don't try to sell.
Well, I'm saying the people who own might be okay, but don't want to sell. I mean, they don't want to monetize. That's where they live. It's their house. But the idea, like
that's why Brownsville is as beautiful as any neighborhood in this city. That's why Kenwood and Hyde Park is still what it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. even though Hyde Park has kind of been gentrified on the low. You know, it's always been sold as a multicultural neighborhood, but you see things happening over there that you didn't see before. It's very important. I want to know how our socially aware men 25 to 54 responded on the text line to you guys talking about this. Because I got it from these guys on the other side. I want to know how you guys.
I didn't look at it until later on, after most of the conversation was done. Because I'm trying to just have a conversation and not. I sometimes fall prey to seeing the reaction and thinking about that.
That's what they're trying to do half the time.
Of course,
yeah, exactly. And so the text line at times was great, and then at times it was what it was. And if you look, every team when this came out, basically at the exact same time, tweeted out the video, right, from their own account. And you can read the replies to it. Well, you know, so you don't even need to host the show and see the text line to hear us talking about it.
Like, the knee-jerk cynicism, we bank on it.
They're going to waste the money. They don't really care. Liberal policies in this city. What about fatherless homes? You know,
fatherless homes?
Like, listen, man.
Still, is the 80s? What's going on here?
I'm telling you, man. So obviously that's all there.
What about fatherless homes?
But here's the thing. We're not going to get consensus on this thing.
Saving people who need saving.
Childhood cancer.
It's private investment.
It's private investment.
Can't hurt, could help. Not your money.
No, these are the same people.
They're not spending your money.
Who are paying all these settlements that get paid out by CPD and some of these other organizations. These are the people who don't know why you should try to improve areas when there's a settlement for wrongful death and all these other things. That's not coming out of any fund. That's coming out of your pocket. What is it, $500 million
for
the last 10 years?
For that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you could be as righteous as you want to be in the 847 and 224. Yeah, that's coming out of your pocket.
Well, that's why the police part of this is really interesting. The initiative that the CPD started, that's part of this, that the crime lab is urging them to do, these, like, these strategic decision support centers that they're opening in six additional districts on the south and west sides, all working together, try to understand what everybody's working on.
How about you make Orr High School not look like a jail? How about you clean up the asbestos problems in half the schools these kids are going to class in before we get to the level of police? How about that?
Right.
Have you seen the computer labs in some of these schools in these neighborhoods? Like let's really talk about it. Like let's not act like this is, oh my God, they're just tearing up the old neighborhood. Yeah, the schools that they go to are trash. Yeah.
Of course.
I would dare some of these people who like to text and talk. Because these are some of the same righteous people who told you they voted for Obama twice. It's not like we got one character that we're talking to here. This is a wide range, a wide spray chart of people here. These are the same people who I would dare send their children, because as I always say, your zip code and your area code shouldn't depict what kind of education you get. Shouldn't. Not at all. It shouldn't, but it does. Some of these people who think that, it's just those people. Send your kids to school in the same conditions as some of these kids have to go to school. And I promise you, you will not come home with that same A student that you had last year. I promise you that.
Of course.
So, yeah, I'm down with whatever helps. And I'm down for the program. Like,
that's
as
the
I
thing.
Keep
there's no, there should not be any cynicism on this
helping,
story.
Helping.
Yeah,
it's helping.
Do you want to do something or not?
I love it, man. It's impressive, too, because like, it is a Chicago issue, and it could have been anywhere else. And these teams all coming together and working together and cutting whatever bureaucracy or red tape that gets in the way with the Cubs and Sox doing business together or whatever the case may be. A bunch of billionaires getting in a room and being willing to do something. Like, it's a good thing.
Even if you're skeptical about the ultimate gains from it, even, and I don't want to say cynical. That there is,
I said cynical.
That cynical is a little bit more negative than it's okay to be skeptical.
Yeah.
Because we don't know, and sometimes teams just want the big splash and they want to have time on sports radio to see, look what we're doing. But the fact is.
Or maybe they made some hires where people raise their hands in certain boardrooms and say, by the way.
Can we actually do something here?
By the way, I came from that community that everybody seems to be talking about in this boardroom. Can we do something?
Mm-hmm.
That's when we get to, you know, the hiring processes and all those things, why they're important as well.
Boy, that's a nice image, isn't it? Like you have like a boardroom where there's a whole bunch of different profiles. They're actually talking about it, and all of a sudden the money goes to certain places that it might never have gone before.
Right. So here's my story. Here's my background. Here's where I came from that may not be your story, your background, where you came from.
That's the concept of people that I like. I like that concept. I'll share my experiences.
Of this whole human experiment.
Yeah, the whole thing, you know? Well, and people usually screw it up. I like the concept a lot.
What happened to catching blessings and passing them on, too? Like, I don't even care if you don't believe in a higher power. What happened to good things happen to me. So you know what? I'm going to make sure that I do something that motivates a good, like, positive vibe.
Jason, guess what? That doesn't need a higher power to be a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just supposed to.
Well, just because it makes you feel good.
But that's the thing. You probably shouldn't do it for the reward either. You should just do it because I think whatever your reasons are. I don't want anybody, you know, in management to hear this, but I think I make too much money to talk on sports radio sometimes, right? So what I do every once in a while? Yeah, I know.
Shut your
damn dirty mouth.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I'm not even gonna say anything because I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, this is what people running with the burlap sack and take you out of here like a.
He just admitted we got him.
But sometimes I feel like guilty. So. In that moment of guilt, I'm like, you know what? Let's do something for somebody. Let's figure something out.
And you do. You do. I know you do. Yeah. I know you go to some schools and you talk to some kids and you're involved in some mentoring programs.
I try to get a couple of laptops back to Belize every single school year.
Mm. But you said a key word.
I know they don't have them.
You said a key word, though.
I don't live in Belize. I don't live with those people.
Why don't you help people in your own backyard?
Yeah, but don't lose sight of the word you said, boardroom. Yeah. That what you need, then this gets back to power.
Representation.
It gets back to representation at levels of power, which has been underpinning so many stories that we've been talking about across sports and everything else. It's whatever you say, mister. It's the boardroom. It's having people in there and say, hey, wait a second. Here's another aspect we as an organization at this level should be looking at. And that's where you see some of this stuff change. You know, you talk about CPS, that I know that there have been some that private fundraising for Chicago Public Schools, and that's where your zip code does matter. That certain zip codes have been done a better job of organizing and having private fundraising
to
supplement rather than and when the kindergarten teacher says I need every family to donate $50 for supplies, everybody says okay, sure. Word. Where in some of these other neighborhoods that it's coming out of her pocket or his pocket. Mm-hmm. Like you know how much money
teachers spend
on notebooks and supplies and all that? But
I actually just read a study. They were like an estimate of like $900
crazy.
A year
out of their own pockets.
Yeah, out of their pockets. But what has happened?
In addition to not being paid well, I've
seen this in CPS that the successful schools have met with the other groups, other local school councils and larger umbrella groups to share best practices to say, hey, this is what built this school up in the last 15 years. This is what we did. This is how we raised money. This is something you can do. These are partnerships and it's working.
Boy, that's another concept of people thing.
It's working. It's working. People saying, oh, we never knew how easy it was. We never knew this social media component could allow us to defray costs here and here. It's working.
How is this a partisan issue?
Well, that's it. I didn't say it was.
No, but the critics do. Like, and that's what we were getting all day.
How is our only real resource when it comes to not cutting time, our only real resource are the people and the children, right? And if everybody talks this, whether you have a religious background or you're rooted in best financial practices, in the end,
the sad answer there is that some people have decided those children are worthless.
Correct. Or you get the Betsy DeVos style Christian dominionist saying God wants certain people to be rich and certain people not to be, and that's God's plan.
And there's ways to politicize and profit off of being tough on crime. All of those things lead to the politicization of it. But Dan, we were talking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
It's also like when you guys raised that money on National Giving Day.
Yeah.
You know the
$25,000.
Giving Tuesday. Right. That was an amazing thing you guys did. Right. And it seemed relatively easy to do. Right. You're raising money for kids with cancer. You do it over the course of a show. You get the match and it's something that everybody can get beyond. It is crazy to me that this problem, because you can just do what my parents did and live in the city and move out to the burbs and have some like liberal do-gooder part to them. But like, yeah, but my kids are going to go to the school out here. You know, it is crazy to me that if I wanted to say, let's get the score on board and do something, we're going to raise a ton of money and the cause is going to be reducing violence in the inner city or helping CPS or something like that.
You get a backlash.
You're not going to get that 25. I promise you that. Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why?
You know why.
It goes back
but,
to...
But that's the conversation, right? But isn't that the conversation of getting the other people to care, even if it doesn't directly impact you?
This entire year, whether it's been sports or other thing, has been the year of, it doesn't affect me, it doesn't exist. And even up to 2 days ago, when your head football coach was like, I don't know, Jerry Richardson seemed like he was cool with me the whole time, so it doesn't affect me.
Right, I don't want to hear the stories.
Yeah, I don't have a vagina, so it doesn't affect me. No.
Ron Rivera said the same thing. My interaction with him has been great.
This is what this entire year has been about. The spotlight on, it doesn't affect me, so it doesn't matter. Right? I mean,
well, so that's how it's been politicized, and that's how it becomes divisive.
Through the politics, though, it's the truth.
Well, I understand.
It's the truth. Whether you know, I don't care. That's the thing. There are some very liberal people who exercise that because you get a little too close to home. Like, you know what? I voted for Obama, but I don't know if I'm willing to go help, you know, I Grow Chicago or, you know, hey, here, I'll just give you a little bit of my money and then I'll vote some other way. Like, that's like in the end. All we're doing, and I love the fact that we were supposed to be more unified than ever after November 8th, but in the end, what we've seen is there are too many people who don't care about people. It's very simple.
Or don't consider certain people equal people.
Well, however you want to slice it, though. You know, it's very simple. It's very sad. So what we must do is combat that.
By caring more.
You damn right.
By caring more.
I'll pick up the slack.
Yes, sir.
I'll pick up the slack for Chuck in St. Charles, who wants to tell me all the reasons why he can't trust black people. Or this fallacy of, because as soon as I asked the other side about what the reaction was, one of the producers was like, black fathers. And I laughed my ass off. You know why? Because that is an old trope that has been going on for I don't know how long. The New York Times and the Center for Disease Control have done studies on this about black fathers and their involvement with kids. And 2 years ago, which is the last time the study was done, it showed that black fathers are the most involved right now of any race in terms of males. They are the most involved in their children's lives. But what you see, what you hear, and the things that you are happy to be ignorant about, you keep on going with. And you keep on repeating those
it's
things.
The same guy
and,
screaming about LeVar Ball.
Exactly. And I talked to Bobby Portis about LeVar Ball last night. And I knew some of Bobby's background. But immediately when I started to talk about Bobby Portis, and he is one of those guys whose father wasn't involved, right? Which the statistics show that it isn't as ridiculous as people like to think it is because it makes them feel better or superior or whatever case
may be. What did Bobby think about LeVar?
He was like, man. He's like, I wish I had a dude like that.
I get it.
I wish I did.
Sure.
So these are the things, though. If it doesn't affect you, you don't care. Let's keep on regurgitating the same ridiculous things that we hear and see and think and without any information, we keep it moving.
See, this is the thing. It's pretty weird for somebody as involved in conversation as we are to say it, but we can't get lost in the conversation.
What's that?
I mean, the conversation about how people conversate about it. You know, how people talk. Like,
bottom line is,
look at that. Do something or not.
Good on Chicago sports teams is my point.
Yes. Without question.
And I agree, Jason, that it's if you actually do give a crap, it's up to you to pick up some slack and give a crap a little bit more.
I am caring less and less about the responses on the text line and the comments to something like that.
We get on the other side of it now. Like, we've become, unfortunately, numb to it.
And it's just easy to, like, amplify the racist backlash or the zip code or whatever
and
it
you know
is.
What it is? It's not useful. I genuinely don't think it's useful. We get lost in that noise, and it's easy to get lost. And maybe there's entertainment in the noise for some.
Well, right. I mean, I think for all of us at times, it's cathartic to be like, well, at least I'm not that guy.
Like, damn, am I trending towards that guy?
Yeah, right. I did give that kid on the corner a stink eye.
Am I an 815?
The extremes define the main. The extremes define the center. And everybody finds the limits of their feelings here. But we notice, look, every time we talk about the University of Illinois, and their sports teams and the divide between Chicago and the rest of the state. Okay, well, all my tax money is gone, blah, 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 blah. Right. And again, those people don't look like me. They don't have my background. They don't live the life I live. Why am I subsidizing their lives? Well, I don't think I can help you at this point.
Can we turn on a dime real quick? Michael Irvin told us that Magic Johnson pulled him aside when Michael Irvin was a rookie, having heard about an altercation in a Dallas bar with a former Chicago Bull over a woman. And he said that Magic said, we are all working together here. And Magic at the time was doing charity work for the United Negro College Fund, doing all-star basketball games and such. So he's got Michael Irvin and this player from the Bulls who was coaching at Magic's camp.
And Michael Irvin would not share the name.
Still a player.
Right.
Reggie Theus.
Yes.
We didn't guess, we
should have guessed, but
Reggie was Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah. And here's what threw us off is that Michael said, I'm surprised you didn't mention him. He's popular in that town. He won a bunch of rings. Reggie didn't win a bunch of rings.
Yeah, he threw us off the scent.
But I think he did on purpose, too.
Because if he's good friends with him, he knows that
he might just not realize that Reggie wasn't on any of those teams.
Might be Scotty.
That was the first guess I had with Scotty. The only two people that we didn't guess who it might have been are Ron Harper.
Mike was always.
No, Ron wasn't that smooth.
Okay, but Ron Harper did take part in those Magic camps. I saw that. Magic and Reggie Theus and Ron Harper were both part of the Magic charity games. So it's got to be Reggie Theus.
It has to be.
Are you talking about the charity games after he retired?
No, August 2nd, 1987 was one of them, but he's talking about one in 1988.
Because Reggie played for the... After Reggie retired, he played for the... traveling Magic All-Stars.
Yeah, the Barnstorm Tour.
The Barnstorm Tour. They came through Rockford, and I did one of their games. It was Reggie Theus and John Long and Earl Puritan.
I should have mentioned
Next Michael Irvin conversation with, so it was Reggie
Theus. So how's Reggie Theus?
We've got to bring him with names from the 88-89
book. 100%. What if it's just some dude who just came up that night? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We're thinking of the stars. What if it's just some dude who's like, you know what? I'm going to the club tonight in my best suit. I never get any on in this suit, right. But damn it, tonight I'm going to do something.
Caldwell Jones looks good.
I had no idea Will Perdue had such games.
You go, David Greenwood.
Right. Well, what do you guys got today?
Well, we're going to talk to Dontrell Inman at 2:40.
We're going to find out some Dontrell Inman facts.
Yes, we're going to add to the things you need to know about Dontrell Inman, because I think the Tribune only had 5 when they signed him. And that's not enough for me. I need to know more things about Dontrell Inman. So we are going to do that work today.
Okay.
We're going to do In Other News at 3. We're going to talk to Zach. We're going to talk to Rock Kubatko of Masson, who covers the Orioles, to find out what's going on there. Hub Arkish will take calls at 5. And we have a really cool giveaway today. It is a weekend stay for 2, including both days of breakfast at the Eaglewood Resort and Spa.
Oh, Eaglewood. That's a great place.
My favorite part of Transition every day is when Jason finds out what's on the show.
Yeah. That's a great place.
I took my son to Eaglewood, and we spent
gambling is illegal at Eaglewood.
We did an overnight there, played 36 holes of golf together. I mean, it was a really good time. Yeah.
All right, there Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
The Bears are a bad football
team. They're a bad football team. John Fox's conservatism is not only an annoying problem, but it stands directly in the way of potential development for the quarterback. Dowell Loggins is a bad quarterback whisperer.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Case Keenum is actually the best thing that could happen to quarterbacking in the NFL. Yep, I said it. On its surface, it sounds idiotic, but let me explain. Because everybody in the NFL assumed the quickest way to go from mediocre to great is with a dynamic young quarterback. Look at the quarterbacks of this year's postseason. Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Alex Smith, Blake Bortles, Marcus Mariota, potentially Cam Newton, Drew Brees. All these guys drafted in the first 32 picks of the draft. Of course, there's Tom Brady, but he's the ultimate outlier. It leaves us with Case Keenum, who went undrafted, but yet he's making plays, has developed a great relationship with his receivers, has a little bit of confidence, and the Vikings are winning because of him, not in spite of him. It's the best thing that can happen to the NFL because there's not just one way to draft or develop or groom a quarterback. There's multiple ways, and more evaluators need to realize you can find Case Keenums. It just takes smarts and patience. I'm DA.
Me. Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of 5-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including 3 U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bowlandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season, but only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things, like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Lane connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like three available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice? There's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com. Offers end 1/2/18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. Yeah. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1700.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Scoreboard update.
We go right to the Chicago Wolves update studio. I am Mark Grody. As the Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, the first four games between the two were decided by one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com four tickets. Helping to decrease violence in the city of Chicago is the reason for the freshly formed Chicago Sports Alliance. Bulls, Blackhawks, Cubs, White Sox, and Bears announced they will be donating a total of $1 million towards the cause, of the goal for it to be an ongoing resource in areas where they can help. On the Bears, Pernell McPhee shut down for the final two games of the season because of his shoulder. Baseball, San Francisco acquires Evan Longoria from Tampa Bay, while Baltimore's Zach Britton will miss 6 months due to a ruptured Achilles. Blackhawks are in Dallas tomorrow, and the Bulls are tonight, with Orlando in town, and the Bulls going for their 10th win of the season. The holiday countdown is on. Hurry into your Burlington store today and save big on all your last-minute gifting. Watches, wireless, gift baskets, sweaters, toys. Burlington, gifts for everyone. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's .com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Dontrell Inman of the Bears is scheduled to join us in a little over an hour, about 2:40 or so. In other news at 3, Zach Zaidman at 3:20. Your guy Street Clothes P back on IR. We'll talk about that and more. 4 o'clock, Rock Kubatko with what is or is not happening with Manny Machado.
That's an awesome name.
And this Rock Kubatko or Manny Machado.
No, Rock. Both of them are pretty cool.
What about Zach Britton and his ruptured Achilles?
That's not cool. That's
bad news for Zach. They might have been able to move Zach Britton, and now no moving Zach Britton.
Yeah.
Hub Arkish will be yours at 5 o'clock today. We will do It's On at 5:30. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to give away a weekend stay for two at Eaglewood Resort and Spa.
That's a great giveaway.
Great restaurants, terrific fitness club. And I'm telling you, if you have little kids, there's like a whole entertainment area, the pool and game room and stuff. And we had we just had a really good time there. I did when I took my kid, and we ate well, and the golf was fun. We really had a nice time.
No, it's a terrific giveaway. You know, some giveaways are cool. Some giveaways are extra cool. This is one of those extra cool giveaways.
There you have it. 312-644-6767. That's how you reach us via phone at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. We're on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Want to follow on Instagram? You can at Bernstein Goff Show. You can find all sorts of things on our website too, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Like the 670 The Score page on Facebook to be part of the conversation there, and you can check out the video feed. Hello.
Hi. Guys.
Hi. The video stream is at Watch670TheScore.com. It is brought to you by American Needle, as you see the lovely products that are arrayed for you today. Ooh, and Jason's all excited. Is that an old Tommy Bahama style Blackhawks
hat? Yeah.
Little Jimmy Buffett style Blackhawks.
Rock this one.
Island Blackhawks. Ah. Look at that.
That's actually my nickname in Belize.
That's a good color on you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, the hat. Yeah, I was about to say, thank you.
No, it is.
I've been thinking of changing, but thank you.
No, that light turquoise
Tommy
works.
Bahama. Yeah, pastels usually, I do well with pastels.
I cannot rock a pastel.
You got like a salmon polo that I like.
Well,
they're nothing like Shep's salmon shorts though that come out during the summer. They're actually shorts made of
blue,
salmon.
The blue, you're starting to smell a little bit. Now the blue, I can't. Anything pink, my wife yells at me.
Why?
Because I'm pink.
Well,
and she says you can't get away like the light pink polo, maybe depending on where we are in the summer.
Well, it's not like you look naked up from the waist.
But she
up,
just
though.
She just says, look, you're a pink dude,
man.
You
right, don't pink really, man.
You don't need,
there's no way to run.
Yeah, just lay off.
I
with
like
that
your
stuff.
Pink salmon. I'm sorry,
I
Beth.
Like
I
it
disagree
too,
with you.
But
on this
she
one.
Made me stop.
Did she toss it?
No, but she told me to take it off and put a different shirt on, and I said okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight those battles.
That's staring us down, Tanny. That's when you relent and just give up the wardrobe decisions.
That's what they're for.
What, ladies?
To make sure you don't look like an idiot.
Well, sometimes they got a little hater in them too. sometimes your lady's like, no.
I'm going to put it out there. I think Dan looks good in the pink shirts. I've seen it before. I've seen that look. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. Yeah, I think you should rock those. I think she'll be all pink summer. Yeah, she is a hater. I think you should be.
You are a hater.
I think you should be. It should be a Cameron Dipset pink summer for you.
You are a hater.
Yeah, sometimes, fellas, you know this. You know when you feel like you're looking a little too good, or you.
I don't think that's a concern.
Wear a different cologne, your lady's like, oh, new cologne? Oh, you like that shirt, huh? It's like, yeah, she thinks that there's somebody out there that might feel you a little bit more than she used to feel you.
No,
she Yeah. No. She knows what she's dealing with. Money bags.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The producers, I didn't even mention that the video director is Brian Gertsch.
That looks like it's in.
Let's see what this man thinks.
Wes McCauley.
He doesn't know that they're booing him.
He's waiting for the signal to go. All right, he's got the signal. Wes?
After reviewing the play, it was determined that the puck completely crossed the full line. We had a goal.
He's got a flair for the dramatic. Look at him.
Apparently, Wes McCauley is the goalie who does the American Idol style pause. I mean, I'm sorry, the referee. Yeah. I apologize. The American Idol style pauses when he's, you know, got a controversial call coming up. Yeah. So he plays it up like, and then
reviewing the play, it was determined that the puck completely crossed the full line.
Yeah, that's my guy. I was wondering if Tanny's the best. I was wondering if Tanny caught that, because I caught that on my Instagram feed this morning. I'm like, this dude's a ham. Like,
good for him.
Yeah.
After reviewing the play, the call on the ice stands. We got a goal.
Everybody's getting naked.
After reviewing the play, the call on the ice stands. We got a goal.
Bow to your sense. That's my guy.
Why do I picture him with a flying V guitar slung over his shoulder too? Like immediately, it's like, we got a goal.
No. He's completely double keyboard guitar guy. Like, you know, the Casio up top and then the Casio above. He's playing the keyboard on the guitar.
Oh, the keytar.
The keytar. Yes, exactly. Okay. That's who he is.
Number 65 for Montreal. Number 47 for Boston. Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting.
Yes, Wes McCauley. That's our guy, Wes McCauley. We have a hockey person. He has been adopted by the Bernstein and Golf Show. Continue.
It's better than who is that one guy during the play? The Chicago person had the puck hit to him, and it went into the net.
Yeah, that was tough.
And that had some sort of he had an impairment of some kind, and
Score
they had
listener.
Him. He's like, no. Hockey calls is delivered by Score listeners.
Yeah. I like you guys. I like you a little bit better when you were in Bars, but I like you too. You did a lot better than I thought you would do. I listened to you in Atlanta. I don't know what happened.
The call on the ice is hub. Why don't the McCaskies hit the team?
Hey, why can't we harass women anymore, right? The Wistification of America, am I right? Am I right? You got free stuff?
Hey, get inside my seat cushion.
All right. Oh, finish up so I can. I feel like we're removed from the remote enough so I could tell the story to people what happened on Friday.
This is bad. Okay. Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Mike in Philly. What's up, Mike?
Mike, let me tell you, you're a legend. This is a dream come true for me. I did some radio and television work way back in the day. Huge fan of yours, Mike. I was supposed to be there on Sunday to meet you. I didn't make it. I tell you, I'm heartbroken. Going through a divorce, my wife and me always talk about you. I used to watch you, tape you on the Yes Network, Mike. This is great to speak to you. Mike, I want to meet you one day. I want to ask you a big favor. How about I come up to the station on Friday? Could I come up and meet you?
No.
That's the correct answer.
My guy. Yeah, no. There it is. No. Thank you. You sound like you shouldn't meet me.
Right.
You're a little too hyped up. What does security always tell you? It's going to be the guys that tell you I love you more so than the guys that tell you I hate you.
That is the profilers will tell you that. The ones to be really afraid of are the ones that say I love you and no one else can have you. Luckily, back to my pink shirts. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
This legislation, at the end of 10 years, will provide 83% of the tax benefits to the top 1%.
83.
Welcome to 83 Nation, Bernie.
Bernie's kind of been there for a little bit now.
No, it's official. He is a member of 83 Nation, whether he knows it or not.
All right, so
he probably doesn't.
So there's a ton of reasons. We got to take a break?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. But there's a ton of reasons why you should always be watching Facebook Live, because during the commercial breaks, the camera stays on. And if you are watching on Friday, I will explain to you what happened when we were at Shoeless Joe's.
Okay, cool.
All right?
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Is that all right?
I'm fine with it.
All right, we'll do that when we come back right here on 670 The Score.
83% of our population will be able to go to a public college or university tuition-free.
83.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What about the Bears? What about the Pro Bowl? God, they celebrate the greatest players in the league, and everybody is up there, and, oh, it's a happy and wondrous thing. But if you're from Chicago, not so good.
Well, you're getting used to it, right? It's the third consecutive year. Unless you're an alternate, you're not going.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? By giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, the future of awesome. The remote control is a tool that every man and woman needs. And it's become better than your toddler just walking up and changing the channel like we have to do in the 80s when I was a kid. And guess what? The X1 voice remote is here to change your life. If you've got Xfinity on demand, HD DVR boxes. Well, guess what? You can't have that old control anymore. You need to get online or call your local Xfinity store and have them send you an X1 voice remote. You know why? Because there's an extensive list of commands. You can just hit that blue microphone and say, take me to American Idol, or turn on HBO, or turn on Fox News, or take me to League Pass, and it goes there for you because you don't have to remember the channels with that beautiful X1 voice remote. And, of course, the backlit keypad. Have you ever been watching a movie in the dark or watching anything in a space that isn't well lit because you're trying to feel the ambiance, the atmosphere of whatever you're consuming, and you go to reach for that control and you can't find it? Well, the moment you touch the control, or if you're anywhere around the control and you move, the backlit keypad happens for you. It lights up so you can see the volume buttons. You can see the blue microphone in case you want to change it or go to another channel. And there's other benefits as well. The C button I've told you about. If you're a scorehead and you're listening to this right now and you love sports, the C button is a must have. You got the overlay of the scores. You can watch any game. You can record any game, and it's right there on the side of your screen while you're still watching television. So it's a perfect picture in picture. You can get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months when you bundle both. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve. It's right around the corner here. December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone. So what happened?
So everybody who's been to a Bernstein and Goff remote or any appearance that I've ever done, you know I'm a man of the people. I like to say what's up to the people. I like to hang out with the people. I go home shortly after the appearance of the remote is over because, especially nowadays, I got different responsibilities. But if I get there early, I'm going to sit there and chop it up with you because that's what you should do. These are the people that listen. We appreciate your listenership and all those good things. I step into the place. Shoeless Joe's. You got the holiday broadcast, so that means Danny and Spiegel were there from 9 to 12:30. Danny had to catch a plane. Pat Manley did 12:30 to 1. I walk into the place and say what's up to Pat. I see you. Give you the pound. Say what's up to Spiegs. And I look Pat in the eye, and as I'm sitting down, Pat gives me a kind of a be careful look. There was a guy sitting at a table. And shout out to all my construction workers out there. But this guy seemed like he was a hardworking, fresh off the shift construction dude.
I think he said
dude.
He was a pavement finisher.
Okay.
Is that a job?
He looked like hard work. He smelled like hard work, too.
And
by
let
the
me
way.
Preview this by giving you my interaction with this guy before you arrived.
Okay.
Because I got there very early. I had left myself a ton of time mm-hmm. and didn't need as much time. I got there like an hour early.
Right.
So I said,
it's very
okay,
easy to get there.
So I said, you know, let's eat. I know Shoeless Joe's has great food. So mm-hmm. I get the menu. And this guy comes over and sits down next to me. And he clearly was into his, had many, many, many whiskeys.
He was slapped. He was gone.
And he's like, why aren't you drinking Jack Daniels? I said, I don't really want to have anything before the show. I can't. I got to go to work.
Right.
You should have some Jack Daniels. I said, no, he's kind of sloshing his drink a little mm-hmm. bit. No, thanks. I'm good. So I order a salad. He goes, wait till I tell people. I said, wait till you tell people what? Wait till I tell people that Dan Bernstein ordered a salad.
Yeah.
And I said, I like salad. And then he,
obvious Dan Bernstein reaction right there.
And then he says, "I'm not trying to bother you." And then he said, "I am trying to bother you."
So
I said, "Okay." I said, "I just want to eat lunch and get ready for the show."
I did not know any of this had happened. Yeah. So I sit down at the only table that's facing the broadcast because I want to hear the rest of, you know, the last 5-10 minutes of their show. And I'm also looking through my phone, trying to, you know, bookmark things that I want to talk about on the show on Twitter and some, reading some other stuff as I'm walking in. He sits down next to me. And the first thing that this man says to me is, "You're not as big as I thought you were." I'm like, "All right." I said, and you know, you can get the vibe. So I try to diffuse it by saying, "Sorry to let you down."
This is about 5 minutes before showtime, by the way.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm five minutes before we're
about to go on the air.
Yeah.
I go
after transition. It was post-transition.
No, this interaction was still while Pat and Spiegel were on the air.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It really started up again
yes,
after
well,
transition.
I'll,
right.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
So this man says, "You're not as big as I thought you were." And I go, "Sorry to let you down, brother." And I immediately, from the few words he spoke, I could catch the whiff. And he even told me he had been there drinking since 10:30. By this time, it's 12:15. So I'm like, "All right, he's in his bag. He's donezo. I should probably, you know, we know how to deal with drunk people usually at a remote." So the promotions table looks at me like, they gave me the same look that Pat Manley gave me. And I'm like, "All right, well, whatever. We've been around drunk people before." He then proceeds to go, "Hey, you want to arm wrestle? You want to arm wrestle? You're a tough guy. You want to arm wrestle?
We should arm wrestle."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, well, this guy obviously wants to have sex with me now, apparently, because he's sizing me up and he wants to see how strong I am." Yeah, that's what I think, Shep. I don't.
Manley did this?
No. Me and Manley had a little tryst before, you know, Danny left, you know, got him ready for the show. No, but so he goes, "You want to arm wrestle?" I go, "All right, now's the time for me to pick up my bag and go." And I actually sat next to Manley as they finished up their show. The transition starts. We start to talk. I can hear him being loud in the background. I'm like, "Whatever. That's fine." We start our show. And this man is cursing in the background. And I'm having enough of it. Because I came there in a festive mood. You know,
well, the cursing in the background, that can't happen because you've got FCC issues, right?
So as soon as we go to break, I go, "Hey, that's got to stop. It has to stop. I know you're having a good time." Cause he walked up to the podium. He walked up to the mobile studio. And when he starts to walk up, I'm like, "Oh no, I'm not just going to sit down while you approach because then there's going to be an issue here. You know, I don't want anybody to get the drop on me at all." I stand up and his face goes, "Oh, you want to stand up?" So then he proceeds to say, he goes, "So what do you want to do? What do you want to do?" I'm like, "Oh, this guy doesn't want it. Cause if he wanted to do something, he would have jumped. Like there's no talking if you really want to get that on."
Well, then, so I wave
right.
over.
And I'm, and meanwhile,
you know, get this guy out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Meanwhile, right? He's standing there, John. He's talking crazy. He goes, "Oh, you're not tough. You're not tough. You talk like a tough guy. You're not tough." And I'm sitting there like,
he was calling you the P word.
Well, this is on the way out. This is on the way out while he's being, cause I'm like, "Get this dude out of here." Cause if he wanted to get it on, like, there's no talking. I didn't come to the fight, but if you wanted to fight, if you, it was in your head that you wanted to take me on, whatever the case may be, there would have been no talking. You would have just got your business done. He starts to talk crazy. Pat Manley comes over and tells him, "You know, you gotta get off my guy," or whatever. I'm like, "Nah, Pat." And I felt awful. I actually text Pat during the show, like, "My man, I'm sorry that you were put in that position." He goes, "No, I'm glad I was there." I'm like, "Nah, it kind of sucks." Yeah.
People there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it kind of sucks that Pat was put in that position. So I apologize to him while this guy has been, "You can't get me thrown out." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Watch this." As he's going out, he's yelling the F word and he's yelling the P word and all these other things. And it was, I've been in some weird instances around some weird people because of the show, because of the station before, but nothing quite like that because he was obliterated. And Joe came over and was like, "Is everything cool?" Little Joe was there as well. He's like, "Everything cool?" I'm like, "Yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry yourself." And
I was worried that he was going to get in a car and drive home and hurt somebody. That was a concern that I had.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping he would drive into a pole. But
well,
you know,
that would have been fine with me. I was worried that he was going to hurt somebody. Innocent.
I was actually worried about my car too, to be honest with you. I was like, I started to walk out there. I didn't tell Nicole until like Sunday. I was like, yeah, I walked outside to make sure the car was okay. I had to get home, you know, all those other things. But yeah, man, it was just a really weird instance. And I know Gertz said none of it got caught on the Facebook Live, but there were people actually commenting on Facebook Live because there were people who were there who were also watching Live. It was like, yeah, I was next to that guy and he was drunk the whole time. So for people who saw that and for people who were commenting on it, I wasn't acting like it didn't happen. I wanted a couple of days for it to breathe a little bit. But yeah, we had ourselves a little incident on Friday night and it's all good because we will be out and about. The show will still travel and we will be in your ear for a very long time.
All right, back in a moment. No update. I have something that came up late in the show yesterday that merits a little bit more conversation because it's a bigger deal than I think people are letting on. So let's talk about that next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hurry! Our last-minute gift sale at Lord & Taylor is going on now. Sweaters for her and him starting at $30. Up to 70% off fine jewelry. 50% off women's gloves, scarves, and more. Buy one, get one free on Holiday Gourmet. Stocking stuffers under $50. Plus more amazing presents. You can even buy online and pick up in store. It's all part of the last minute gift sale now through December 24th at Lord & Taylor, the best price secret.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning.